Hi there, I am Giada, your host and coach. Welcome to Inner Impact. This podcast is for socially conscious business owners, creatives, and leaders like you who want to bring their impactful work to life with care, joy, and alignment. This is a space to reconnect with yourself, realign your work with what matters, and nurture the impact you want to create in the world. Hi there. Welcome or welcome back. My mind was going like, it's so good to see you again. Actually, I'm not seeing you, but in my mind's eyes, I probably am. I'm picturing you, at least some of you listening to this episode. And it feels like we are gathered around a table, or probably more like sitting on some comfy sofas and couches. And we are just talking and chatting and, you know, having a conversation. So for today's conversation between me and you and yourself, I want to explore a topic which is about giving value. You know, anyone who creates quote unquote content for the internet has been told that they need to give value through the content they create. And I mean, I don't believe it is wrong per se, but I also think that sometimes can become tricky to understand what value actually means. And what I mean is, what are we talking about here? So also what's coming up for me is that when I hear value, sometimes I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I sense some kind of capitalistic way to interpret value, or some kind of transactional way to interpret it. You know, I am giving you value, so in turn you will give me your validation, or you'll buy something from me. And what I've been noticing in my latest conversations with some of my clients, and also with my own self, is that sometimes value, you know, that giving value becomes with being or feeling you are valuable. So it feels like you map that value onto yourself and your own worth. As it always happens, or it tends to happen, mostly to solopreneurs, business owners, or people who really gain a lot of meaning from their work. Sometimes our identities, our own value, our own worth becomes truly intertwined with our businesses or work's worth. So I feel like this is happening here too. So the fact that we want to give value becomes, I need to feel I am valuable. How does that sit with you? How does it land with you? Does it resonate? Because when I'm saying this out loud, I can sense that in my body, I am feeling tightness in my upper stomach, and my breath is becoming a bit shorter. So I can really, you know, my body is telling me this resonates a lot with me. And this resonates a lot with me because was also the reason that I was torn about recording this episode. You know, when I started this podcast, I had a purpose that I still have, and I want to honor, which is to offer you a space where you can start having a conversation with yourself. Because that's the way that you can gain awareness and start to, you know, foster, nurture some kind of shift and take aligned action so you can thrive. First of all, you can feel good and thrive. And then you can go in the world and make a difference. Because I know you care about this. But when I started my podcast, while my purpose was clear, the format wasn't. Or I'd rather say that I knew deep down myself what I wanted, but I didn't allow myself to have it, to create it. And so I went down another path, which was good and was valuable. And I know that because some of you told me you found some of my episodes very helpful, but still it wasn't the thing that I wanted to create. And I didn't allow myself because my mind was telling me that I needed to give you value, but also that the value was had a very specific structure, needed to be polished, almost perfect. And so I did. But now that I'm recording this, I'm trying to learn that I can give you value even though it isn't polished, it isn't perfect, and it feels more like a voice note that I'm sending to a friend, or a conversation that I'm having with a friend, or a group of friends gathered in the same room. It took me almost a year to get to the point where I was ready to face this fear. And I am ready to face this fear because I took the time to have a conversation, or well, many conversations with myself through self-coaching and also therapy, to understand that this was the issue and this was the obstacle that wasn't allowing myself to move forward and create episode in a way that felt truly aligned with my core self. What's coming up for you while you listen to my reflections? What's coming up for me is that I needed to pause the recording and take a few breaths and, you know, cuddle myself a little, tell myself, well, show myself actually, because show don't tell, right? Show myself that I'm safe. Well, as much breathless as I feel, I also feel kind of proud about myself, about at least giving me the opportunity to experiment with it. And I think that's it, right? I think that is probably just, you know, quote unquote, just many quotes around just allowing ourselves to try. So a prompt that is coming up for me right now is, what would you like to allow yourself to try? Is there anything that you've been telling yourself you shouldn't do it? Or you couldn't do it, that you would like to experiment with? And right now, I don't want you to think about, I mean, what I want doesn't actually matter, what you want matters, but what I meant is, I want to invite you not to think what may happen after. So think. Try and think about something that that has been on your mind for a while and you've been wanting to do for a while and you just didn't do for one reason or another? What is it? And would you be open to allowing yourself to do it? Or maybe to do the first little step toward it this week? Or next week, but soon? Okay, I'd really love to hear if this episode resonated with you and above all, if you're, you know, willing to try to do something and also to have fun with it. So if you like, you can email me or you can send me a voice note. I will set up some, I think, SpeakPipe. Does that? I can set it up for you to send me a voice note. I truly love to hear from you. And, well, I hope I have been valuable. Actually, I hope that my words today gave you some kind of value, a non-transactional value. I hope that my words and my question opened some windows or doors or portals in your mind that you can use to start having a conversation with yourself and move forward in a more aligned, joyful way. Talk soon. Thanks for being with me today.